following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Tuesdays on the Huge Show across Michigan are brought to you by the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. Book your getaway today at SoaringEagleCasino.com and also download the Eagle Access app. And they now have live sports wagering inside the Ascend Sportsbook and Nightclub inside Soaring Eagle in Mount Pleasant. And if you want to get an update and buy tickets to all the great indoor shows, find out about the promotions and the giveaways, go to SoaringEagleCasino.com and download that Eagle Access app. Tuesdays on the Huge Radio Network are presented by the incredible Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant, Michigan.
Are you ready for huge opinions on the Lions, Tigers, Wings, Pistons, Michigan, MSU, and every sports team in the state of Michigan? It's time for The Huge Show. From the east side to the west side to the UP, The Huge Show is on air statewide on the Michigan Sports Network. Voice your huge opinions now at 1-866-838-HUGE. That's 1-866-838-4843.
You ready?
Now, the huge one, Bill Simonson.
What's up, Michigan? It is time to get together on the only syndicated statewide afternoon sports radio show, 19 stations strong. For the one close to you, go to thehugeshow.net. There you can listen to the free stream weekdays between 3 and 6 online. And on the iHeart app, search The Huge Show, and you can listen anywhere in the world where you get mobile service. Inside this broadcast, we'll talk about this weekend's NFL draft in Detroit. Frank Schwab, Yahoo.com, national columnist. The storylines are what quarterbacks will go and where. Reports have the Raiders attempted to trade up to get the number 2 overall pick. A lot of teams are desperate for QBs. I've seen J.J. McCarthy move up to number 2. I saw him in a CBS Sports mock at number 12 going to the Broncos. 6 quarterbacks in the first round, and I'll discuss this later with Mike Kimber, Micro Mike, Chat Sports on YouTube, also part of Lions Nation Unite with Herman Moore. The more quarterbacks that go, the better it makes the Lions pick at 29 or if they want to trade up. And I'm really leaning towards, if there's a shutdown corner and you can trade up and give away some draft capital this year or even next year, you were one bad quarter away, maybe a quarter and a half away from winning the NFC. You make that move. Oh, we got to build. We're going to hold on. No. You're a top two team in the NFL right now, the Lions, I think. Top two NFC. Who has a better roster? Chiefs have a better quarterback in Mahomes. I'm not sold on Baltimore and Lamar when it comes to the playoffs. Bills are having a fire sale. Their window may have come and gone with Josh Allen. I mean, who? If you can trade up, and if you got to dump a third round, if you got to dump a second round, whatever, anybody would be willing to do it, and you could land a shutdown corner, I think that guy's your guy for 4 to 5 years through his rookie contract. You go take it. You do. And just imagine, because think about this. And we'll talk to Tim Twentyman, DetroitLions.com, coming up later. How many players away are the Lions from being a Super Bowl champion right now? I want you, the Lions fans, to think about that and start flying Ace Whiskey. Huge question of the day. How many players? I'll go, in terms of starters, I'll say a shutdown corner right now away from being the best team in the NFC, which means you get to a Super Bowl and you never know, right? I know you'll say depth at edge rusher, maybe defensive line, O-line naturally. It'd be a depth question right now. But they're not that far away, so you're holding on. I don't care if you give away first rounders down the road. if you gave somebody the pick at, so let's say the Raiders could trade up out of 13 and wherever they position, because there'll be a lot of movement, and it's a team willing to take your first rounder and your second rounder, and you could grab a shutdown corner, I would do that. Maybe it's a first and a third. It all depends on perceived value. But you're the Lions and you're that close. Be patient. We're going to build for the future. No, the future, your window's now. Learn from the Bills. The Bills did not go out and make their roster better. And eventually Diggs is in Houston, right? Josh Allen won't go anywhere. And here you are. You're the Lions. You go get that shutdown corner. And if you think about it and you look at pretty much every mock draft, there are two shutdown corners. Quinyon Mitchell out of Toledo would be the first one. And Terrion Arnold out of Alabama. And Mitchell may be the better dude of the two. Well, that's too much to give away. And I know Holmes has hit the jackpot with draft picks, but he did trade up to get J-Mo. Think about where we are going into this draft, where the conversation was on the huge show of the Michigan Sports Network and you with your friends and Lions fans and your family at your workplace. Where was it a year ago? Think about that. Just a year ago, one calendar year ago. What was the conversation? Hey, we finished strong. Look what we did. We ended Rodgers' career in Green Bay, and they didn't go to the playoffs, and the Lions were on national TV, and I bet they're going to get a lot of national TV games this year, and I think they'll have a shot at the NFC North now. Oh, one guy did say in August that they're going to win the NFC, and people called me crazy. It's too soon, Bill. They can't win it this year. It's too soon. They need more. They need to build more through the draft. I will deliver you Buffalo that was close and knocking on the door. And if there weren't the Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes, they might have three Super Bowls in upstate New York. I'm telling you what Bill Simons and the GM would do. And first off, all the cheerleaders would be in my war room with me. Just me and all the cheerleaders. I would make that move. Now, that's based on your evaluation as a franchise of the Lions that you think Terrion Arnold or Quinyon Mitchell are borderline franchise lockdown corners for 4 years. Their rookie contract, right? That's what I'm looking at here, because if you get them, and I'm thinking about the Lions window, and I talked about this after they blew that halftime lead in San Francisco, that you're not going to have 10 years. Belichick had Brady, and Brady seemed ageless. And that's not the norm. You can even look at the Kansas City Chiefs. Some will say, well, they're lucky. They were lucky to win those Super Bowls. No, if you're the Lions and Arnold or Mitchell are deemed to be a franchise corner and you can trade up and maybe you have to dump your second round pick. Maybe you dump a first round next year. Again, I don't know what the perceived value would be to somebody willing to trade. What you have to hope, and this is where the trading gets kind of crazy, with this rush for QBs, which could include Michael Penix Jr., J.J. McCarthy, I mentioned in Prisco's CBS mock draft, he goes 12. Yet the odds are dropping that he could be the second overall pick by Washington. Now, Jane Daniels is listed in a CBS mock as the overall number one, and Caleb Williams falls to two. Are the Bears getting cold feet on Williams? I would, because I think he'll be the biggest bust this side of Ryan Leaf. So that rush on those QBs. So once you get into that, so if six QBs go in the first 10 picks and the QBs are gone, that's when there could be the opportunity to trade up and go grab one of those picks. I also thought about this, Superfly. Well, what if a team looked at Hendon Hooker, the Lions' backup, and you could trade up and get a shutdown corner? You're going to pay Goff, and that could put you into the top 12, where you grab Mitchell or Arnold or whoever you think is a shutdown corner. Hooker hasn't done anything for you. If he never blew out his knee against South Carolina, he probably would have been a top 15 pick in the first round. We don't know what's going to happen. I'm not forecasting this. I'm just talking about options. Because the Lions are close. This isn't just, hey, let's celebrate. The draft is in Detroit. Oh, look, Hutch is on the side of the building. The Lions have an interactive thing. Oh, I'm putting on a uniform. They are one. Maybe I'll throw in an offensive lineman or depth there. If they had that true speed guy who could just snap off the edge. So a possession wide receiver, a 6'3 guy who could go up and get it. Red zone, touchdown, right? You got the speed with J-Mo. You got the possession guys with Laporta, St. Brown, right? I would do it. Place would go crazy. I think it's a message that we're here to win now. And I know Holmes has had magic, and that's an understatement when it comes to the draft. And maybe he thinks that he could trade out of it and get more picks. And all of a sudden, look at these second rounders. Look at these third rounders. Wait a minute. No one saw Laporta. What's coming? Why'd they trade TJ Hockenson? Right? We can go down the list. I heard Matt Shepard from X's and Bros, and Matt has now heard weekday morning 6 a.m. until 9 a.m. on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network, including our flagship station, 96.1 The Game in Grand Rapids. He thought it was a mistake. A lot of people did, but Holmes is right. So I trust Holmes. I'm just giving you my scenarios on draft week on a statewide sports radio show. There's nothing that Holmes could do right now outside of saying, I'm not going to pay Jared Goff where I will get on his rear. Nothing. But the dude doesn't follow the pack off the cliff. Came right in and had the footballs to trade Stafford. Oh, and a lot of people railed Jared Goff. He even bought Detroit Rams gear. Yeah, where's that? I know where it's at. We know where every piece of gear is right now. We're coming for you. Who supported Goff? I did. Wait a minute. Who said the Lions would win the NFC on August 3rd, I think it was, the Post? I said State 4-8. I said Michigan undefeated national champions. August 3rd, 2023, and Lions 14-3 and NFC champs. Huge Adamus is in the hizzy. If you want to join in, 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. Add Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. Speaking of the draft on Thursday, 313 first round draft bash, a private affair at the world famous Caucus Club in downtown Detroit, less than a half mile from the NFL draft stage. I'll be broadcasting live 3 until 6 with a round 1 preview. That will be on Thursday. We have our winners who each won a pair of VIP bracelets. It's private. You're not going to be able to get in. Please don't come. Don't do that. I don't need you up against the window going, Huge, can you let me in with my wife? We drove all the way down here. We listen to you every day in Petoskey. Can you let us in? I might slide you a plate of food. because you're hugeless and you can't come in. I told Marty Boer for the Michigan Sports Network, if people start clamoring to get in, I got to hide out. I can't say no to people. I can't do that. Back in the day when I was throwing high school parties, I couldn't say no. Before you know it, I had a borderline end of the world party in 43 Kent County Sheriffs. And Officer Brown saying, Bill, you can't have 200 kids in kegs here. You're 16. I said, no, I'm 18. He goes, you're only a junior in high school. Here's my ID. He goes, it looks like you ironed it with your iron and it's fake. Frank Schwab, Yahoo.com, national NFL insider, will get his national perspective on the draft this weekend in Detroit. Mike Kimber, Micro Mike Chat Sports YouTube, talks about the Lions, NFC North, and the NFL. Also part of Herman Moore's Lions Nation Unite. They're going to be up at Soaring Eagle on Thursday. Mike Kimber, Lions Nation Unite, Herman Moore and the crew. If you're not going to Detroit, the second biggest draft party in the state will be inside the Ascend Sportsbook and Nightclub at the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant. I think that party starts around 6. They're going to have food, drink specials, Herman Moore breaking down the first round of the draft. Go get a hotel room, the Ascend Sportsbook and Nightclub. You can wager on the draft. Will J.J. McCarthy go number 2? So we have a lot to get to, including our Flying Ace Whiskey huge questions of the day. I got a lot of them. Tim McCullough, the fun governor from Soaring Eagle, will join us later. Tim 20man, DetroitLions.com. And we'll talk some hoops with former Michigan head coach John Beilein. He'll talk about Dusty May coming out of the box hot as the new Michigan head coach. I just saw something else at TheWolverine.com that I shared at a huge show on Twitter. I said, Dusty's doing amazing work. Michigan men's basketball lands another commitment. Class of 2024 guard Lorenzo Kason has now committed to Michigan. He was committed to Florida Atlantic, where Dusty May was before. He's out of Lakeland, I think, Florida. It's like every other hour, there's a new player coming aboard. Dusty's going to work. We'll talk to Coach Beilein and Josh Garvey from Doran May, who our Talking Hoops segment airs every week during the 5 p.m. hour through the NBA Finals, presented by one of America's top accounting, CPA, and business firms. As a matter of fact, that extends worldwide. Doran Mayhew, their world headquarters, are in Troy, Michigan, on the east side of the state. To all the callers online, stick around. Michigan will hear you next.
From Detroit to Petoskey, this show is huge.
June 23rd, the world's most notorious rock band is coming to Soaring Eagle Casino. Motley Crue. The Crue. Part of the Soaring Eagle Summer Outdoor Concert Series. Tickets start at $54 and are on sale now at the box office and online at etix.com. Party hard, then take a ride on the wild side. Motley Crue. Sunday, June 23rd at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort.
Huge cheer for my good friends from Flying Ace Whiskey. Now it's an American-made whiskey bottled right here in our great state of Michigan. And Flying Ace Whiskey has partnered with the Folds of Honor Michigan chapter to help Michigan children of men and women injured or killed in combat, and also the children of our first responders who are injured or die and making the ultimate sacrifice while serving and protecting. And there's a simple, easy way for you to donate with that money going to the Folds of Honor Michigan chapter. Look for the Flying Ace Whiskey bottle neckers on bottles all across the state of Michigan here over the next couple of weeks, and you can donate, and that money will go directly to the Folds of Honor Michigan program on behalf of Flying Ace Whiskey. And also, Flying Ace Whiskey has put up 4 scholarships for the children. Flying Ace Whiskey, an American-made whiskey, taking a lot of pride in America. Look for it in stores and pubs all across Michigan.
We're teeing off our 10th year. at the Meijer LPGA Classic for Simply Give. Get ready for the best tour yet to help neighbors in need while enjoying golf, food, and family fun. Join us June 13th through the 16th at Blythefield Country Club for fabulous food, Discoveryland for kids, and of course, elite women golfers from around the world competing to help feed our neighbors. Get your tickets now at MeijerLPGAClassic.com.
Van Andel Institute Purple Community is a grassroots fundraising network powered by the dedicated volunteers who support VAI's mission to improve human health now and in the future. When you raise funds through the Van Andel Institute Purple Community, 100% of the proceeds go directly to the Institute's research into diseases like cancer and Parkinson's, as well as VAI's science education programs. Learn how you can get involved at purplecommunity.org.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
Show is back live across Michigan. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer. If you want to get in on winning Tigers tickets, and by the way, School Bowl was fantastic last night in that win down in Tampa. Just text Tigers to 21,000. That's Tigers to 21,000. We'll have weekly drawings where you can win tickets via text through the end of May. Text Tigers to 21,000. And if you want to save 15% on every Tigers ticket you buy for select games, go to tigers.com/huge show. That's tigers.com/huge show. So we can take a big group to a game. Say 15% each ticket. Go to tigers.com/huge show. NFL draft week across this state, country, around the world. The epicenter will be in Detroit with round one on Thursday. Frank Schwab, yahoo.com, National Football League opinion maker, commentator. He is standing by on the Meijer guest line. How you doing, my friend?
Doing well.
What would you say? I guess it's the quarterback drama. What is the lead headline going into the start of the draft Thursday in Detroit?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when you got, basically at least four quarterbacks that are going to go early in the first round, maybe as many six overall in the first round, that's got to be the story. I mean, only the fourth time we're going to see the first three picks all be quarterbacks, unless something really crazy happens between now and Thursday. I think the first three picks will be quarterbacks. So, you know, when you have a quarterback-dominated draft like this, a lot of teams, a lot of franchises, their trajectories, their futures are going to change on Thursday night or Friday night, I guess, if it's a second-day guy like Knicks or Penix. So, yeah, that's a headline. But I think overall, that's number one. But 1A is just the offensive player dominance in this draft, I guess you call it. The record for offensive players in the first round of a draft is 19. I can see as many as 24 going on on Thursday. I think this is just an exceptionally deep offensive draft, not as deep on defense. And you wonder if this is just kind of a coincidental thing. You know, I mean, things happen. Like, it just happens that so many of the best players in this draft are offensive. Or if this is kind of the trend. I mean, college football, a lot of conferences, the way they play, defense is an afterthought. A lot of the best players are all on the offensive side of the field. I wonder if this is kind of a manifestation of that after so many years.
Who do you think 2 years from now we'll be talking about as the best quarterback from this 2024 NFL draft in Detroit?
It's a great question. I think it's too easy to say Caleb Williams, but I almost have to say that. I do think he's the best prospect. I do think he should go number one. I'm a big Jaden Daniels fan, though. I like it. Look, not all these guys are going to hit. We saw that with the 2021 draft, whatever year that was. I think it was 2021 with Trevor Lawrence and Trey Lance and all them. I mean, not all these guys are going to hit, but individually, I look at these guys and I say, I like Drake May. I like Jaden Daniels. I like Caleb Williams. I think all three of those guys are going to be good NFL starters. They have all the traits you want. Even, there's things I like about Bo Nix and Michael Penix and J.J. McCarthy. And, I mean, there's just It's hard to sit here for me to say any of these guys are really going to bust. I mean, it's hard to just tell. Some of them will. I mean, maybe multiple guys, maybe half the class, maybe more than that will bust. But right now, I like them all. But I think I'm with the group think here. I think Caleb clearly is the best prospect, deserves to go number one. I think Jaden Daniels deserves to go number two. He just had an exceptional season at LSU. So I know that's a boring answer, but I'm in lockstep with the NFL here. I think the top two quarterbacks that go into draft are the two best bets to have really, really good careers.
Who's that third quarterback pick then? Is it J.J. McCarthy? What are your thoughts on him? We are a State of Michigan show. Ton of Michigan fans curious where J.J. will go in the draft, especially with the draft being in Detroit this weekend. Your thoughts on McCarthy?
Yeah, I think Nago's third. I just, you know, based on what you read, what you hear, and then McCarthy. It's been strange, his draft odyssey, I guess you'd call it, where nobody was really high on him right as soon as the season ended, but then all of a sudden people started figuring out that the NFL really, really likes this guy. We heard about him going maybe all the way number two to the Commanders. I think that's cool now. And then you hear about, you know, the Vikings. This morning, my coworker, Charles Robinson, had a really, really in-depth piece on what he's been hearing about the draft. And he wrote that the sentiment around the league is that the Vikings, if they can't move up to get Drake May, specifically Drake May at number three, they're just going to sit back. And then they're fine taking Bo Nix at 11 or 23. That kind of takes the team out of the mix for J.J. McCarthy, and maybe it cools the market on him a little bit. We don't know what the Giants think about him. We don't know what the Broncos think about him. I think he's solid. I don't think there's a high ceiling with J.J. McCarthy. I don't think we'll ever be sitting here saying, wow, J.J. McCarthy is in the MVP conversation. Like, he's not that kind of a quarterback. But if he were to go to the Vikings, who have a really, really good head coach and, you know, a lot of good talent on that offensive side of the ball, if he was to go to Denver and Sean Payton, who gets a lot out of his quarterbacks, obviously, I think he could be a it almost seems like I'm insulting him, but almost like a Kirk Cousins type of quarterback, where he just has a really, really good long NFL career, is very productive, in the right situation he can win. I still believe that about Kirk Cousins. I just don't imagine, though, that Jay McCarthy is going to be like a C.J. Stroud, Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow type of wow quarterback. He's just going to be a good, solid guy for many, many years.
That'll be interesting, because if you sit back, you could get a Michael Penix Jr., you could get Bo Nix. Those were two of the hotter names, you know, in college football last year. But in terms of NFL, they've been on that second tier. And J.J., because he didn't have to throw 40 times a game that he didn't have outside of Roman Wilson and maybe Loveland one day, NFL caliber receivers, maybe Cornelius Johnson will end up making a team. The unknown factor, and even reports saying, now we're going to sit back, we have no interest, is somebody picking up the phone saying, hey, if you want to deal with us and you want to grab J.J., we might be able to do it. I don't know what to believe when the Lions season and Lion Week, and I don't mean Lions, I'm talking people blowing smoke up everybody's rears. Talk to me when I actually see the picks Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely. You just don't know. I mean, we deal with this every year. You just don't know really what's real, what's not. Is all of this like, oh, yeah, we're not that interested in J.J. McCarthy, but then you're on the phone on Thursday night saying, I guess if you know, the pick isn't that expensive, we'll move up. It might be that's what's going on. I mean, nobody wants to pay the premium to trade multiple. I mean, we're talking about, I mean, what was the chatter a couple weeks ago? It was, hey, the Vikings have two first-round picks, and that might not be enough to move up to get J.J. McCarthy. Now, you hear that, and you're the Vikings. You're trying to do something to save a third first-round pick, right? So I can see why these teams are playing this cat-and-mouse game. It happens every year, and we get to find out on Thursday what's actually true and what's not.
I do like a pick that, you know, has popped up multiple times, and I'm looking at the Jets with pick 10. And I'm thinking Brock Bowers could have monster numbers with a healthy Aaron Rodgers.
Totally agree. I think that's going to be, if it comes to pass and nobody in the top nine takes Brock Bowers, I think that's one of the easier picks to mock on the entire board, just because of what you talked about. It's just a great fit. Aaron Rodgers has done great work with, you know, top end tight ends before, adds another weapon to that offense, which pretty much it doesn't need it. I mean, Wilson's good. Breece Hall's a really good running back, but you add a top end tight end to that. All of a sudden, you really, really like what the Jets have going on. I know that they always need offensive line help. There's a lot of offensive linemen they could choose from at 10. They could, maybe one of the receivers drops to 10, and I think it'd be really, really hard to pass up on Odunze or Malik Nabers, but I don't think that's going to happen. I think the most realistic scenario is the Jets are just sitting there at 10, Brock Bowers follows them, and they make the pick. I mean, I think that that would be, and I think it'd be a great pick. I'd applaud that pick. I think Brock Bowers is maybe the best college tight end I've ever seen. I mean, it's saying something, but I mean, who's better? He had an unbelievable college career, his 3 years at Georgia. And I think he's going to be a great NFL player too. There's, you know, nobody's a can't miss. I'll say that. But Brock Bowers, I think, has a very, very good percentage chance of being a heck of an NFL tight end.
I agree with you on the best college tight end I've ever seen, because when you can separate from SEC linebackers and safeties and corners covering you, and you still can get open in a powerhouse system like Georgia, that says a lot. And I think he'll have a great NFL career if he stays healthy. Who's the biggest reach you think we'll see in round one on Thursday night in Detroit for the draft?
I think it could be, Dallas Turner, the Alabama rush end. I don't have anything against Dallas Turner, but he doesn't strike me as a difference maker, not a T.J. Watt, a Myles Garrett type. And just about every mock draft in the world has him going number 8 to Atlanta. And I think Atlanta might do that because they've had this massive needed edge rusher for years and years and years. And it just gets to them at 8, and they're probably like, Dallas Turner's good enough, let's do it. I don't think he's that kind of player. I don't think there's one defensive player in this entire draft who I'm excited about. It's just kind of the way it works this year. Latu of UCLA might be the one, but he has medical issues. So I think we're going to look back on the first round, and the one I'm just going to be kind of lukewarm about is I think Dallas Turner is going to go number 8, and I'm going to be like, it's fine. I understand it. I don't think it's terrible by any means, but I don't see him as like, Will Anderson a year ago. Will Anderson was an elite player in college. Dallas Turner's good. He could be a very good NFL player. I just don't see it at this moment.
Frank Schwab, Yahoo.com, national columnist when it comes to the NFL. The league, the stories, the players, the coaches, the owners, joining us on the Meyer guest line. Frank, enjoy the draft in Detroit.
Absolutely, I appreciate it.
All right, Frank Schwab, checking in on this Tuesday broadcast. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer. We had a great morning. Got out to North Kent Golf Club in Rockford, just north of GR. Played 18. I only beat Brett by one. I used to give him a stroke a hole 2 years ago, and I lucked out. He collapsed. I don't know how he'll be able to get over it. He just flushed a chance to beat me in 18. He's beat me on 9s at times. But on 18, for the first time ever, and I held on by a stroke. And he walked in during the last break, and he says, how come you're not talking about our 18 at the North Kent Golf Club today? And I said, because you came close to winning. He said he called his dad afterwards, said, Dad, I only lost by a stroke to Huge. His dad said, you're still a loser. We did have a great laugh. One thing I'll say about Superfly in our golf, for the most part, we find ways to always have a good laugh, multiple laughs while we're playing. So one of the, and North Kent has a great maintenance team, and what Nick Lipinski and Eric Schwab and what they've done to renovate that golf course in the last 2 years, what they're doing right now to the Alpine Golf Club in Comstock Park, it really comes down to the maintenance crew. And we're teeing off on 7. And before we're going to tee off, we're waiting on somebody to get out of the way. Maybe it was another maintenance guy. And he's a show listener. Said he just moved here. He pulls up, and Brett has shorts on. It still was a little chilly this morning. I have some golf slacks on, and he pulls right up next to the tee box, and he goes, man, I'm not used to seeing you with your pants on. And I'm like, okay. And he pulls away with the mower, and I go, Brett, that's something no guy wants to hear in public. Hey! I'm not used to seeing you with your pants on. I wanted to shower right then. We were howling laughing. We kept saying that. I have the kryptonite to beat Brett in golf. What I do is I read off the scores out loud. When we get down to the three or four final holes, I'll go, okay, 3, 4, 4, 4. Ooh, we're tied. We're tied. You've never beat me. We're tied. He goes, you're doing that on purpose. You're doing that on purpose. I go, no, I'm not. Which in my head, I'm like, yes, I am. And he throws up a 6 and an 8. Six on a par 4 and 8 on a par 5. And the dreams of pulling away from that beautiful North Kent Golf Club with a victory over Bill for the first time ever in his life and really Superfly in the last 4 years. His golf game has been phenomenal. It's been unbelievable. It's kind of cool to watch. Seriously, I gave him a stroke. I used to like not want to go play with him. Because it looked like he was having seizures when he was playing. And I'll give him credit. It's why his dad doesn't call him up and play as much anymore. Because his dad knows that the reckoning day is coming. I know it too. And I even got wigged out a little bit on a couple of holes, like panicking, whatever. Like, he's going to beat me. He can't do that. And I won by a stroke. But I didn't rub it in. I said, hey, man, that was the first time I was really worried about you beating me. But your game, you know, you're tall. You're 6'7". When you have a good swing, you know, I look like, you know, a poster child for adults with needs golf marathon. I don't know where some of this stuff comes out of. That's the game of golf. There are times where you're like, where does this swing come from? I played so well the last time out, and now I really look like I need a Go Help Me fun page. Good job, Superfly. Keep up the good work. I did see from SmartMag.com, Jim Comperoni and the crew are reporting Tom Izzo and a high-priority transfer portal guy. Izzo getting in to the portal combat. Yeah, it's not just Dusty May.
Choose your destiny. Excellent.
Portal combat!
Portal combat.
Get over here!
So they get Frankie Fiddler, shooting forward, averaged over 20 points a game for Nebraska Omaha. He now is a commit to Michigan State. And so, hey, you know what? He'll tangle with Dusty May with portal combat. He will. And I want to salute Michael Carey. He's known as Mex from the Michigan State Basketball Media Relations Office. He shared the photos from a few weeks ago. He ran and finished the Boston Marathon. That's where his heart is in Boston. He's a huge Red Sox fan. Does a great job with the Michigan State basketball media. Ran the Boston Marathon and finished. Good job, Michael Carey. Good guy, too. He's an East Coast guy. Came in and took over Michigan State basketball media relations. And Izzo, hey, man, it's boot camp with Izzo. He expects and demands perfection, but does it in a fatherly way with everybody connected to Michigan State basketball. Frankie Fiddler. Oh, they got to get like, they got to get some good, I don't know what would be deemed good fiddling music.
Excuse me. Yeah, do you know, what's your favorite fiddling song?
It's probably Fiddler, and I said it wrong. But you know what? I don't care. It's my show. So Izzo, he's getting into a little portal combat. You got to play the game now. You got to play the NIL game. You got to play the portal transfer game. If you don't, you're not going to last long in coaching. And there will be times where I'll say, Izzo has to say, I've had enough. I'm moving on. No, Tom Izzo's not a quitter. You're not going to beat him with the system. It's not going to happen. Superfly Hayes, congratulations on your one-stroke loss today at the beautiful North Kent Golf Club. Maybe they'll put a plaque up. I'll call Eric Schwab. See if they get a plaque on their new golf carts. You want to join in? 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. What was that? Oh, my Lord. 1-866-838-4843. On the way, Mike Kimber in studio. Micro Mike Chat Sports. He talks Lions on YouTube. Also part of Herman Moore's Lions Nation Unite. He'll spend an hour in studio. We'll talk about this weekend's draft in Detroit. And then we'll talk hoops with John Beilein and Josh Garvey from Dorn Mayhew. That will be coming up in less than 90 minutes.
Everything huge, 24/7 at thehugeshow.net.
We played for the thrill, that rush you feel with the game on the line. I'm Herman Moore, Lions All-Pro wide receiver. Now, with Eagle Casino and Sports, the new sportsbook app from Soaring Eagle, anywhere I'm at, I'm still in the game.
Sign up now and get up to $1,000. That's right, up to $1,000 for a risk-free bet on your next favorite underdog, parlay, or prop.
Eagle Casino and Sports. Made in Michigan, made for Michigan.
Must be 21 or older in Michigan to play.
Huge here for my good friend Drew and the crew at Impact Power Sports. Now, they're located on 14 Mile Road in Rockford, just north of Grand Rapids here on the west side of the state. They are Michigan's newest Yamaha go-to golf cart dealer. Now, if you're looking for a golf cart for the neighborhood, the business, the golf club, maybe that second home or the lake, stop by and see Drew and the crew. They can hook you up today at Impact Power Sports. They also have e-bikes, quads, side-by-side, yard toys for the big boys and the big girls. Anything you need when it comes to power, they have it at Impact Power Sports on 14 Mile Road in Rockford. Also, if you want a shot at winning Lomas Brown's Lions golf cart, a custom-built Lions golf cart, text IMPACT to 21000. That's IMPACT to 21000, and you could win Lomas Brown's Lions golf cart this summer from Impact Power Sports and The Huge Show.
We're teeing off our 10th year at the Meijer LPGA Classic for Simply Give. Get ready for the best tour yet to help neighbors in need while enjoying golf, food, and family fun. Join us June 13th through the 16th at Blythefield Country Club for fabulous food, Discoveryland for kids, and of course, elite women golfers from around the world competing to help feed our neighbors. Get your tickets now at MeijerLPGAClassic.com.
Bill Simonson here for Roast Umber Coffee. It's a farm direct coffee sourced from Central American farmers and roasted in Grand Rapids. And their Nitro cold brew coffee is a convenient and healthy option with no sugar or additives. So if you want a great coffee or energy drink to power you through your morning and your day, it's available in ground or whole bean or in cans. More information on the website and direct delivery to your door at roastumber.com.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
The Huge Show is back live across Michigan. Tuesdays are presented by the incredible Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. Book your getaway today and also download the Eagle Casino and Sportsbook app and get in on the action with your favorite games and favorite teams. Just download the Eagle Casino and Sportsbook app. I also have a message from my friend Johnny Brand and all the Brand Steakhouse and Grills. If you're not going to Detroit or if you're not going to the draft party at Soaring Eagle, stop by any of the Brand's locations for round one Thursday night. You'll find a Brand's in Bay City, Brand's in Caledonia, Brand's in Wyoming at 44th and South Division, Johnny Brand's in Granville, Brand's in Holland, Johnny Brand's on Leonard near 131 in downtown GR, and also Mike Brand Sr. has the Brand's in Cascade just east of GR. Your NFL Draft Watch Party headquarters, if you're not going down to the draft in Detroit or going up to the Ascend Sportsbook and nightclub for their draft party on Thursday night. Now, if you miss any Huge Opinion, interview hour, or full show, our podcasts are free and we are everywhere. Just search The Huge Show where you download podcasts.
Big, bad, huge.